Hey everybody, this is Randy Coggins, the second to listen. I'm so excited that you are listening to this broadcast and podcast today. I'm so excited, and I just believe that this teaching is going to be great, and I'm excited about it. Listen, this is the four keys that you must have to succeed. Four keys that you must have to succeed. So make sure that you save this podcast or you're writing notes, because I believe that this is going to be something great for you. And I believe that God has something specifically and greatly planned for you and for your life. Listen, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 3, it says this: the Lord gave him success in everything he did. So I want you to know today that God has specifically designed you for success, but you need these four keys in order to succeed. And to succeed at anything, there are four keys that you must have. Number one is morals. What are you willing to do in order to get to where you're trying to go? Let me tell you something today. You can't get there just any kind of way. You must have boundaries. Now, all of us have broken the rules at some time, but thank God, every day I thank God this. Thank God we had rules to break. We were able to realign ourselves with those rules because somebody had pinched the tent on where quote unquote right is. And you know what? Today, in this day and age, a lot of people, a lot of folks, they don't seem to know or care where right is. And I just believe today, the first key is morals. The second key to having success, you have to have a method. Methods. The second key is methods. Your methods are your roadmap. A goal without a plan is like a road to nowhere. First the goal, then the plan, and then the process. And you have to understand, adopting this simple three-step formula helps you understand that you won't just leap into the middle of your dream or get there overnight. There are methods that must be employed and stayed with. So in other words, there is a process to get to what God has for you. And so the first step, the first key was morals. The second key was methods. The third key is one of my favorite keys, is means. When God gives you a vision, you have to begin to look for his provision. If you can't find the provision, either this, your timing is off, or what you want differs from what God wants for you. So ask that question today. Are you in the will of God? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Is it for you or is it for God? Has God told you to do it, or did you tell yourself to do it? And so now you have to realize something. God's provision may come as an idea that hits you suddenly, or a thought that takes root and grows in you over time. And you know, certainly God's provision will always involve the help of others. So walk in love wherever you go. Number four, this is the fourth key. Number one was morals. Number two was methods. Number three was means. And number four is management. Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, it says, "As to whom much is given, of him shall much be required." Some people think it's over when God gives you what you've been asking for. It's over when God gives you what you need. But in fact, it's just beginning when you begin to get the answer from God. It's just beginning when you begin to walk into that dream, when you begin to walk into that goal. It's just the beginning, because guess what? Your biggest management challenge will be yourself. I'm going to say that one more time. The biggest management challenge you will ever face is yourself. Your greatest enemy is yourself. Your greatest enemy is not the devil. Your greatest enemy is not your family. Your greatest enemy is not your money. Your greatest enemy is yourself. That's why the psalmist prayed this in Psalms chapter 119, verse 133. Order my steps in thy word. And so today, I want you to understand these four keys to success. Number one, the first key was morals. The second key was methods. The third key was means. And the fourth key was management. When you successfully execute these four keys, I promise you, God is going to do something in your life like never before. So get your morals right, get your methods right, get your means right, and get your management right, and watch God begin to do something in your life. Listen, I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you today. But listen, let's pray very, very quickly. Lord, I thank you for my dear friend and partner listening to this right now. I thank you that they're walking in success. I thank you that they're walking in divine prosperity in every area of their life, whether it be physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, or financially. It's happening right now in Jesus' name. Listen, I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you each and every day. Stay connected with us at randycoggesministries.com. And until next time, always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye-bye.